Mothers deserve the absolute best. So this Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. Osea's skin and body care is the perfect way to remind all the moms, mother figures, caregivers, grandmothers, and mother-in-laws in your life to make time for themselves. If you have been looking for the perfect gift, I recommend Osea's Andaria Algae Body Oil. I've been using it for years, and it seems like every single time I apply it, I get compliments on my skin. This body oil is rich, but it's never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. Your skin will feel more sculpted and toned, and you'll be left feeling silky, soft, and glowing. Another favorite of mine is the Andaria Collagen Body Lotion. Ever since I've been using collagen, I have noticed a difference in my skin. In fact, it's never been better. Using Osea's body oil and lotion together is a mega moisture duo, giving you a full body glow. Osea's products are infused with their signature Andaria seaweed, but it's also clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified. Really just a perfect gift for yourself, the moms in your life, and even the planet. Spoil the moms in your life with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code YOGA at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use the code YOGA for 10% off. Hi, and welcome to another episode of From the Heart Conversations with Yoga Girl. Today, I have with me on the show the one, the only, Dennis Groeneveld, my husband and baby daddy.
Woo woo!
Woo woo! Can you please put your phone away?
It's here.
I'm going to smack you. Put your fucking phone away.
Questions?
No, it's not for questions. So, Dennis has a really hard time focusing on one thing at a time.
Or anything at a time.
And now he's pretending to have to keep his phone up while we record the podcast so he can take questions, when we all know you're waiting for someone to confirm that they're bringing a bike part for you to Aruba.
No. This is a live recording.
You didn't even ask for questions on your Instagram story.
I just put any questions.
Question mark. No. Put your phone away. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Speaking from the heart, how are you doing?
What does that mean?
It means that, you know, beneath everything else, instead of just, I'm good, like, what's up?
I'm pretty good.
What's moving through your life right now? Like, what's going on?
Grandma's here. She's here to help with Lea Luna. And yeah,
grandma's here. Why is grandma here to help with Lea Luna?
Because there's a teacher training coming up.
No, dude, you have something major happening in your life.
Yeah, there's an Ironman coming up.
So, Dennis is doing an Ironman in 1 week.
Yes, 9 days ish, a week. Yeah,
a week away. And grandma has flown in from Sweden to help with the baby while I teach teacher training. This is your, tell everybody a little bit about your history with Iron Man.
This will be my second full Iron Man. I've done one. This is going to be another one. And that comes out to two if I finish.
When people are like, Dennis is so great, he should have his own podcast. How would that possibly ever go down?
It would be very quiet.
It would be very brief, that podcast. I was even thinking, so I'm really sick right now. I'm like super stuffy and my throat is crazy sore. And this morning my throat hurt so bad. I was like, oh my God, I can't talk. And I have to save my voice for teacher training coming up in a day. And I was like, maybe Dennis can be my stand-in for the podcast. What would happen if you did that?
It would be a 9-minute podcast.
Well, that's okay.
But I think 8 minutes is the scripted commercials.
What's the quote, that saying that you love? 9 minutes in heaven is better than no minutes in heaven.
1 minute in heaven is better than no minutes in heaven.
Well, I would imagine 9 minutes would be good too. Anybody who wants a 9-minute Dennis only podcast, let him know on Instagram. So seriously though, you're doing an Ironman. You've done one before. You've done a bunch of half Ironman.
Yeah.
Do you say half Ironman?
Half distance Ironman, or they call it a 70.3 because it's 70 miles .3, or it's 17.3 miles in total. I've done a lot of the halfsies, but only one fullsies.
How prepared do you feel this time around?
Way better than last year.
Last year sucked.
Last year was a lot harder. It was a challenging time for us figuring out our family situation with a new with a newcomer. And yeah.
The newcomer.
We had, you had also a 109 retreat at the same time. So I couldn't really focus on the event because we always had to be on one part of the town. And then I had to race to the other part of the town to be back at the race. I'm much more prepared. I don't think I'll be much faster. I'll probably be as slow as the last time. But mentally and physically, I'm more prepared.
Well, last time around, I don't think we've ever fought as much as we fought about Ironman last year.
Maybe.
Probably. I mean, it was a combination of, so it was like right before we had the baby, you decided to start training for Ironman, which I thought was like a crazy thing to do. But I'm realizing now, like, it makes sense to have a purpose and a goal when your wife is breastfeeding 24 hours a day. And I mean, it's true. Like, the dynamics of our family kind of shifted and changed a lot. But she was also in the middle of her sleep regression.
No, it was just, we had to figure out.
You don't remember, because for the first 6 months of her life, you were not awake at night.
Oh, you were screaming at me. Don't worry.
Yeah, I was remember. Trying to keep you awake, but no.
But I mean, when you're two and you do everything together, and the only worry you had was that little dog, Ringo, and then all of a sudden there is a baby, it's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of stress, and it's a big change.
It is a big change.
So it was
I felt like at the time, like, we were managing well, and now I look back at it and I'm like, it was totally insane.
Yeah.
Like, and Ironman became for me, like, it represented all the feelings in which how I felt alone or unsupported as a new mom. Like, all my fears, all my insecurity, feeling overwhelmed, pressured, so much work, all these groups. And then Ironman became like the symbol that represented all the negative things in my life. So every time Dennis was like, okay, so I'm going for my bike ride now, I would like become like the devil. Like, what? You're biking now in the middle of this and we have this and that. So every time you were training, we had like a fight.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Or not when I was training because you weren't there, but when I came back from training.
Yeah, before or after leaving. Yeah. No, and now, like, if we were to have a second baby, I would take a year off.
Yeah.
Like, that's just my criteria. Like, for sure. I was just like, I didn't slow down.
Do you want to tell them when that is?
We don't know when we're having a baby.
How do you mean? We marked it in the calendar.
Just because you... So Dennis has decided a perfect time where ideally, if we got pregnant at that time, we would have like a perfect moment for a second baby.
Yeah.
But, which would be...
When you're pregnant or when the baby will shit out of the vagine?
You don't shit a baby out.
Shoot. A baby out of the vagine.
I don't know. You were there when the hour and a half I spent pushing our child.
But they say the second time was much easier. It wasn't easier.
Any shooting going on. I would love to have a shooting out birth. I mean, maybe. Sure. Like, people will look, like, I look at those kind of birth videos of you know, in cars or like on moving trains. Bloop. Or like, yeah, like, that's the dream. And people are like, oh my God, such a traumatic birth. She gave birth in the car. I'm like, are you kidding? I had a 24-hour birth. I would love to have a 3-minute birth in the car going to the hospital. Maybe in the moment, not so much. But anyway, no, so what we said is, so next year, 2019, is one of our busiest years of all time in terms of programs again. And retreats. Yeah, it's just, again, yes. But I think I have almost, yeah, it's like 18 weeks, almost 20 weeks. I'm saying us, but it's actually I have the programs and the retreats that I do. Yeah. So if we were to get pregnant now, it would be a shit show because next year is crazy, 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 crazy. So my plan is for 2020 to be like an off year.
Like raising a baby in Costa Rica almost.
Yeah. And I mean an off year, like just like off as in not doing a bunch of programs and trainings and stuff like that, but just like recording the podcast and going back to the slightly more spacious schedule that I imagined that we once had, but we actually never really had since we started this business. And that would be a good year to have a baby and just be home with a baby.
Or in the jungle.
Or in the jungle.
Or in Sweden.
But yeah, no. So what I realized is having this baby being super tiny, doing that for the first time, and then you training for Ironman, and then I always felt like you would get time off from home to like do something for you or to go train or to do something fun. And then my time off, like I got time off to work. So I felt like that space to play or to move or just, you know, for me, like, I never got that.
Yeah.
And it was this big imbalance in our lives. But also, you chose that. I chose to work, obviously. Yeah. It's a conscious choice that we made. But what do you think it is that's making it so much different this time around?
I don't know, to be honest. It seems easier this time around. I kind of feel like it's a trap. Like, any second now, you're going to come out of that door and scream. And this was all a test. You failed.
Dude, this whole year, you have trained as much as you want, whenever you want. You bike, you run, you swim. Like, we've had no attention.
Yeah, I trained a lot more. Yeah.
Can I have a little gratitude for being super chill wife this year?
Yeah, when I finish, I'll tell your name in the acceptance speech.
Oh, okay.
Or
okay.
The finishing speech.
When you win?
When I win last place.
No, but I have actually worked on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you notice.
Yeah, a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's okay to say that you notice.
I noticed.
And you appreciate.
I appreciate.
Okay, cool. One of the questions that we got for today's podcast was, do you guys ever fight? And if so, how do you deal with your disagreements?
Rachel screams and I stay quiet.
Yeah. I don't scream. I yell.
What's the difference?
Is a difference.
What is it?
Screaming is like, you scream if you're scared, if you need help. Like, screaming is like violent almost. Like, yelling is like yelling out of frustration or, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, I react and you withdraw.
Yeah.
That's our thing. So my practice is not reacting. So, like, that's what I mean this year. Like, I've tried really hard. So even in the moments when I felt like, okay, he's going for a bike right now again. I take a breath and I'm like, okay, but I can do what I have to do and, like, find help in other places or, like, figure it out. And then, you know, and then by the time you're back, like, I'm not upset about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To my face.
And to your face. No, but I mean, I'm practicing that and it's actually working.
Yeah.
At least, I think. And are you practicing the non-withdrawal?
You mean reacting? The reaction?
Yeah. Or communicating, you could say.
I don't think I'm any better at communicating, but I do feel when I get angry or mad, I do express it a lot faster compared to before. So I do feel I express my anger or my, or fight or whatever it is with words faster compared to before when I will just stay quiet and resent. But yeah, I don't know.
Do you know another word for expressing with words?
Screaming.
Communicating. Oh. You're like, I don't know if I communicate, but I express with words. You are better at communicating.
Maybe.
You know, it could be a combination of both of us putting effort in and also that the baby's sleeping, which is super helpful for life quality overall, and that she's going older to school. Now.
She's older, she's going to school, she understands. You're not as how do you say that? You're not as scared anymore of losing the baby, if that's the right way of putting it. You're not as nervous anymore as a mom. You used to be very nervous. Now I feel like you trust me a lot more to be with the baby alone.
Yeah, but that was part of that first, like first 8 or 9 months or whatever with her. Like, I was constantly thinking she was going to die all the time. Yeah. I mean, I shared that in the podcast a lot, this super overwhelming, paralyzing, shitty fear that I had of something happening to her. And it was totally debilitating and messing with my life like crazy. And then, I mean, I have full podcast episodes on this. No, I did also a lot of work on that. Like, I shared a whole podcast about that super mega fear. And of course, that fear was like making me really controlling and I didn't really trust anyone with the baby. And even when I went somewhere, I was like on call and like checking my phone every 5 seconds. And I don't know.
And you would write a 10-page to-do list every time you leave.
Yes, with a schedule.
And then as you're leaving in the car, you like call me to say, hey, did you read my list?
Do you ever read my list?
No.
No, exactly. So right before we got here, literally right before, so Dennis and my mom is here. Oh yeah, we said, went to the studio this morning to take photos of the new Yoga Girl merch. And I'm like, you guys have exactly an hour because I have to leave at 10:45 so that I can make the 11 o'clock meeting for the teacher training.
That we did pretty good.
You did okay. You were 15 minutes late, so I was 15 minutes late. 15. But it's okay. It's okay. That was all fine. And then as I leave, I like put a little to-do list of important things to remember and things to do in our chat. And I was like, hey, couple of things. I like, one was important for you. I was like, we are out of toilet paper in our bathroom and I can't reach the toilet paper because it was way up in our pantry on a shelf. I'm like, can you put it there? Because there's nothing. That was number one. And then number two, I'm like, can you set up the podcast? Because we have exactly an hour window to record. And then what was the third thing?
I know, I didn't see the list.
You didn't see the list. The third thing was something else that was also important. And then I get home and Dennis did neither of those three things. Didn't even look at the list. Didn't even read it, but didn't like read it. And then 5 minutes later, he's like on the toilet in the bathroom, like, there's no toilet paper. So sometimes it's beneficial for you if you read my lists.
I feel like you planted on me.
I didn't. I was like trying to be kind to you, but man. No, I know, I know. But I like making lists. I like knowing what's ahead. I like prepping and planning and organizing. And then with you, I feel like, I mean, this, if we do fight, I feel like, I mean, aside from Ironman was like a challenging time for many reasons last year. But if we fight, I feel like it's because you're not listening to me or like...
What?
Fuck you, man. He's like yawning and looking away. Or like in instances like this, like I'll be like, hey, I'm off. I have to do this and this and this. Like if you could do this and this, that would make our lives work. And then you're like, yeah, cool. And then I come home and you're watching soccer and like the baby's dirty and like she didn't nap.
She's also watching soccer.
And she's also watching soccer. But I guess that's my, what's your most, I guess, frustrating thing about me?
The nagging.
But if you did what I said, I wouldn't have to nag. Can't you see the cause and effect of this?
Yeah, I don't know what's worse, doing the stuff or hearing the nag. Sometimes I choose my battles.
Oh my God, I feel like we are stuck in this like traditional wife and husband gender role. I don't love to, I mean, I kind of like to nag a little bit.
Yeah,
I guess. I would rather have everything done and ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. So should we work on that?
Sure.
You do the stuff a little like more on top of your stuff and then I don't have to nag.
But what will happen with all the nagging?
The nagging will just disperse and drift off into space.
That's not fair for the nagging.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl. To make sure I'm getting all of my nutrients in a day, I take a multivitamin with breakfast. But after doing some research, I was surprised to see that traditional multivitamins weren't doing women any favors. So I found one that reimagined the entire process from the ground up. The result is called Ritual. Two daily capsules made with the 9 essential nutrients women lack the most. The future of vitamins is clear, literally. Ritual has a super cool beadlet in oil design, making them the most interesting looking clear vitamin I've ever seen. But of course, that's not the best part of them. Ritual contains only the nutrients you don't get enough of from your diet. For label readers like me, all of Ritual's vegan friendly, sugar free, non-GMO, gluten free, and allergen free ingredients and their sources are 100% out there for the whole world to see. You can head to their website to check it out for yourself. For your added convenience, Ritual is subscription-based. For just $1 a day, Ritual is delivered right to your door. Just buying the omega-3 alone is the cost of one bottle. Try it for yourself today. Whether you're living life or creating it, why not add some good-looking science into your daily routine? Visit ritual.com/yogagirl to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/yogagirl.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, but back to Ironman. Can you tell us, so the distance and what do you do in an Ironman? What's the actual stuff?
So it was, well, let's go back a little bit. Or should we just do the distance? I'll do the distance first.
Go ahead, as you please.
So this, you start with swimming. The swimming is almost 4 kilometers. It's about 3.8 kilometers. I don't know. I think that's 2.4 miles, 2.3 miles. And then that's followed immediately by biking, which is 180 kilometers. I'm going to say it's 113 miles, I think. And then immediately followed by a full marathon run, which is 26 miles that I do know.
Or 42 kilometers.
Yeah.
I even knew that.
Yeah.
See, I know so much.
But this particular Ironman was supposed to be in Panama City.
Panama City Beach in Florida.
Panama City Beach. Correct.
Yeah.
In Florida, near Tallahassee. But it was just hit by Hurricane Michael, and it got the whole area there got completely destroyed, which is super sad for all the people living there. But it got about 4,000 people very confused because they didn't know. These events get a lot of people from international.
But isn't it a big thing for tourism to have a city host an Ironman?
Yeah, for the city, it's amazing. Of course, you're getting 4,000 people coming from abroad. Maybe not 4,000 everyone from abroad, but majority is coming from abroad. And it's just it's good for the business in general. But if there's no business, if there's nothing there, then if it's deserted, then it's no good for anyone. Unless that 4,000 people go there to help, I guess. But they moved it from there to Haines City, which is between Orlando and Tampa. So it went from like a flat course to like a not so flat course.
Imagine for the organizers of this event.
Oh, they're doing such an amazing work.
They're doing a good job.
There's so many people upset on the forums. So many people like...
But what are you going to do? It's a natural disaster.
Yeah, they can't do anything about it.
No.
But to be honest, the way they pulled this together 2 weeks before the race, it's... Yeah, that's
crazy.
Amazing. Yeah.
Don't they need permits and stuff from cities to host these kinds of like, do they shut down roads and stuff?
They do shut down roads. They do need all the permits, but they happen to go to a place where they do a half Ironman, where I accidentally went to this in April. So I actually know the course already. We're going to do that course twice to do the full distance. So it's not the most beautiful course, if you think about it, if you're just going to do a half distance twice.
What is it? What's the scenery? Is it like city? Like I don't
even... No, it's suburbs. It's you go through the oranges field, which is really nice. It's a really beautiful course for a half distance. But if you're going to just do this half distance course twice, it tends to get a little boring compared to Kalmar, where it was one big loop around the whole island. In Sweden, and then it's one loop of swim. So they're just doing everything like two loops
twice.
Of swim, two loops of biking, and then the amount of loops of running twice.
Mm-hmm. And have they lost a lot of participants? Do you know?
That I don't know, to be honest. But
because
it's happening in the same state. It's happening the same weekend. Like for me, that we got your mom to come here and help with Lea Luna, you know, and then. Yeah, it's the best possible scenario, outcome for this scenario.
That's kind of crazy. Do you know if they're doing anything to support the original Panama City Beach?
Oh, yeah. They're doing a lot.
They are?
Yeah, yeah. I think they already donated about $75,000. And they're also sending a lot of like volunteers for help and relief.
Man, you could be like an Ironman spokesperson.
Well, if it's leading up to the race.
Are they sponsoring you yet?
I wish. I could be their like average Joe, like the ultimate average
like
Joe.
The couch potato Iron Man.
Always finishes in the last 10%.
That is such a good. Oh my God! They should. I can see the marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah, because to do an Iron Man, I mean, it is a crazy endurance race. Like, and usually it's like, you know, the people that consistently do Iron Man races, they are. Intense, adventurous, type A personality people. You don't fit in with that at all.
No.
No, at all.
But I like hanging out. I just hang out with them on the course.
You like the community vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like to move your body.
Yeah.
And you like to have a goal.
Yeah.
Something to work for. Yeah. But and I said this in the last, after the last race, every single person that I saw on that course, because I mean, it's hours and hours and hours. So what's the average time it takes like a regular person to do an Ironman?
I don't know, to be honest.
Like 12, 13 hours?
Yeah, I would say 13 hours. 12 is, I think 12 you're considered pretty fast already for an average
person. And what about the winner or like the fastest person in the world?
8 hours.
Jesus.
Under 8.
That's crazy. Okay, so you're like the average Joe person. But then when we went to see you in Kalmar, every single person that I saw was like, I don't know, it's almost like a little scary to see a person in a race like this.
Yeah.
They're suffering. It's such a mental thing. Like, they're almost completely closed off from everything else. No one was making eye contact, looking up. It's like they're kind of like a robot and they have the goal in the, you know, in front of them, and they're just moving toward that goal. And you are like super casual, slowing down, taking pee breaks, laughing at people, like shaking people's hands. Like, yeah, you're just...
It's really fun.
You're just so easygoing about it, and I really love that.
It's yeah, it's so much fun, the community. I can't wait for people to try it. It's like a drug.
Yeah, but I mean, you could be like the perfect average Joe to market Ironman for the regular person, like the dads and the, you know, everyone in the regular community. Like, you can do it too. Like, if Dennis can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
Not saying that you're unfit or anything, but it's just the mentality of these crazy endurance races. Like, you don't really fit with that type of person, I guess.
No, I don't know. It's, I don't know. It's so,
So Ironman, if you're listening and you want to start paying my husband to go do these races, that would be totally fine by me.
Or just a subscription.
Or just a subscription. You're like, can I have a sticker for my car? I'll promote you everywhere I go. Just give me like a bumper sticker or something. Oh man. No, but I feel really excited for you. I wish we could be there to cheer you on.
Yeah. But next year you'll be doing your half, right?
So in all of this, I guess, yeah. So all of a sudden, the other day or the other week.
Well, you've been asking me for quite a while if I see myself doing the thing you want me to do.
So you guys know I do this thing called Path of Love that I assist, and I'm like, you know, doing this training for it now, and it's a huge part of my life. It changed my life deeply. It changed a lot of people's lives that we know. And I knew from the first moment, I'm like, okay, I can't push Dennis into doing this. Like, you know, of course it would be the most amazing thing ever, because I know it would be a beautiful thing for you. Like, that's it. The way I see it, it's a beautiful thing for everyone I've ever seen attend. Yeah. But you're the type of person that if I push you towards something, you go the other way.
Correct.
So since I took my own Path of Love in May 2016, I have not once told you, you have to go to Path of Love. Go to Path of Love. Go to Path of Love.
No, but you have brought it up.
Of course.
Numerous of times.
Yeah, but because it's a part of my life.
Yeah, but you're like, are you sure you don't want to do this? Don't you see yourself ever doing this? What about this?
That I said when you were in Motala for the first time. So Dennis came to the Path of Love like premises and spent time with the community there without participating. And then I asked, like, well, these people are all pretty normal people. Like, they're normal, everyday, normal people. Like, could you not see yourself in this group? And you were like, yeah. Like,
yeah.
And then you said, he said something, and this was like, I don't know, a while ago. You were like, I can kind of see veganism on the horizon. Maybe it's a couple of years, maybe it's in 40 years, but Path of Love, it's not even in my universe. Like, that's what you said. Yeah. And I remember, like, all right. Like, if I could choose, I would rather you go to Path of Love than become vegan, for instance.
Really?
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, really?
I need to meditate on that, because both are hugely important.
Because I will...
He'll take one for the team.
One is just 10 days of suffering. The other one is a lifetime of...
How do you know it's a suffering?
Or whatever you call it, or blissfulness, or whatever. But it's a short thing that if you like it or not, you can endure it. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's like an endurance thing, going to Path of Love. Huh.
But I mean, like, if you want to become vegan, or if
yeah,
you're
I don't know.
Vegan.
And then it's like, if you would do a Path of Love, chances are maybe you would just want to be vegan on your own. I don't know. And it wouldn't be this kind of I don't know. But anyway, a couple of weeks ago,
Dennis. No one at Path of Love is vegan.
Huh?
No one there was vegan.
No, very few people are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, and then randomly, like 1 or 2 weeks ago, Dennis goes, he's like, hey, so I had this idea. I was like, what do you mean? Well, just a suggestion. Like, if you would train with me to do a half Ironman next year. And I was like, yeah, that's never going to happen. Like, in a million gazillion years. He's like, well, wait. If you do that with me, I'll go to a Path of Love. And I was like, okay.
But you have to go first.
Yeah, I hate that.
Because you back out always.
Dude, I never back out of. And when have I ever backed out of anything in my entire
Always.
Life?
Always.
What do I back out of?
Surfing, swimming.
But that's not the same. Like, if I make a commitment to something, I do it. I never not do it.
Yeah, but I trust me more not to back out than you not to back out.
I don't know. I kind of had the feeling, like, who was I telling? Olivia, maybe? I was like, I feel like this is Dennis wanting to do Path of Love, but he doesn't want it to look like he wants to do it. He has to have an excuse like, oh, I have to go to Path of Love now because Rachel did that half Ironman.
I can honestly tell you, if I get to choose 10 days to myself, it would not be in the middle of the woods talking about my feelings.
But how, don't you feel like a little peak of interest there? Like,
all bit? Honesty? No. Yeah.
But a little bit?
No. Full on. Not just even. A little bit. And I love all those people. I met like a lot of the leaders. I think they're awesome people, but I don't see myself. I don't know, it's just me. Maybe I'm completely wrong and that's why you think I need it so bad. But I don't see me choosing 10 days to go do inner work in this sense is what I would choose the time. Like I would take a 10-day surf trip or like bike from one side of the Europe to the other side of the Europe kind of thing.
The Europe.
The Europe.
I want to go to the Europe. But what do you think we do at A Path of Love?
A lot of shaking, a lot of screaming, a lot of talking about feelings, and a lot of silence in between. I'm probably completely wrong.
That's an interesting observation. Okay, but I'm in.
Okay.
Are you in?
Well, if you do it, I'm in.
We have to both be in. Like, it can't be like I'm not going to do this Ironman, like...
Yeah, but
hoping that maybe you'll go to Path of Love.
No.
Like,
if,
we're committing.
If you go to the Ironman,
I commit and you commit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We both commit.
Your commitment date
is before
my commitment
date. But the thing is, what I know from the past is like people that go to Path of Love, but they don't want to, like they're reluctant, but they're kind of like pushed there by a family member. It doesn't always turn out very well.
No, but I'll go there with an open mind.
Yeah. You'll go there. You'll skip there joyfully, excited for what's ahead.
And I'll do everything what everyone wants me to do. And
with an open mind,
With an open mind, like, do to the best of my capabilities and not be closed off.
Cool.
If I would have gone there, like, without us having like, a deal like this, I probably would have gone closed off and, like, not open to it. It's very simple. You do something that is very important to me that I love so much, and I'll do something that's very important to you that you love so much. I think it's a fair trade.
It is... It is a fair trade, except like your thing, like you do nothing and then you just show up. My thing requires like a lot of work and then I have to do the work. You know, I could compare Path of Love comparable with an Ironman, like kind of. And you move at a Path of Love, like a lot. There's a physical component too. So, I mean, I could compare them, but to show up for a Path of Love, you don't prepare. You just show up the way you are. I can't just show up to a half Ironman the way I am today thinking I'm not going to die.
That is true. But in a half Ironman, you're busy 6 to 7 hours, probably closer to 7 hours if it's your first one and you want to go slow.
And how much do I have to train every week for how long leading up to that? No, but I mean, look at me.
Not a lot.
Like, look at me, the way I am now. Okay, for everybody listening, I'm a terrible biker.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm kind of scared of going fast on a bike. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm scared of biking. I got a bike when I was like 7 or 8, but no one really fully taught me how to bike. So like, I can bike from point A to point B, but I'm not a good biker, and I'm super scared about traffic and going downhill. Oh my God, no way.
Yeah.
So terrible biker. Swim. I'm a worse swimmer than I am a biker, and I am a bad biker. Swimming, no, I never really learned how to swim. I can't get from point A to point B swimming. Yeah. I can stay afloat and not drown.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can play with a baby and all that stuff. It's not like I can't swim, but I don't know how to do a, what do you call it?
A breaststroke.
I do the breast. Isn't that the breaststroke that I do?
Freestyle.
The crawl.
The crawl, yeah.
Yeah, I do like the old lady in the shallow end of the pool thing. Yeah. I don't know how to do the crawl or any of those things. So I can't go from point A to point B. I'm terrible and I'm kind of scared of water.
Yeah.
Running out of these three things is the things I hate the most.
Yeah.
Like despise with all of my heart. Despise. I would rather bike and swim together than just go for a run.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're asking me to do how much of each of those things?
It's half. So it's 1.9 kilometers swimming, 90 kilometers biking. So 1.9 swimming, 90 biking, and then 21 running.
And How long do you estimate this will take me?
About 7 hours.
How long did it take you?
My best time that I've done so far yet was 5 hours and 50 minutes.
And you think I'm going to do it in 1 hour more than you? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Dude!
Okay, 7.5, whatever.
How much time do they give you?
I think 7 hours and 45 minutes.
No, but I'm not going to make it.
Okay, let's go back.
Wait. I need to hear the terms of this agreement. If I go and I give it my best, but I don't make the time slot, you... Like, that still counts.
Yeah.
I don't have to, like, win or, like, do, you know.
If you don't make the time slots and you actually tried, because I'll be on the course watching you, of course, it's a deal. You tried your best. But anyway, let's go back. Let's go back to...
My heart is beating really fast.
Let's just go back to the mentally how you portrayed all of this together. So if I would go in the same mindset that you are seeing this Ironman now, if I would go into that with a path of love, how well do you think I would do?
I don't know. Most people enter a path of love with a lot of resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or discomfort, or like having to, it's like a big step into the unknown. So yeah, this is also a step into the unknown for me, but, except I have done all of these things before.
But people that
I
go
hate
to...
them.
But people that go to Path of Love, do they go there and saying, I can't do this for shit? Or they're going to go like, I think I can do this. Let me try it.
I don't know.
Oh. What about you?
I mean, I went with no expectation, just like, okay, it's time for me to go. And then on the first day realized like I could barely sit up in my chair because I was so exhausted and burnt out and like wanted to go home immediately.
Yeah.
And then you kind of drag your way through whatever shows up. Some people come and they've never done anything similar ever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess the difference is like how this is a time commitment for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be open to it.
I'm really open to you going to a path of love.
But I mean, you have to be open and you have to believe in yourself that you can do something like this.
But I don't think I can do something like this, Tushy.
Well, then it sucks. Then we don't have an agreement.
So, swimming 1.9 kilometers.
Yeah. You get an hour and a half to do it.
And how long do you think? If I just do my little breaststroke old lady swim, like the way I do it now.
Yeah, you would do that maybe in 45 to 50 minutes.
Okay, but that I can do. I just swim for 45 minutes, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
But on a pace.
At a pace, what do you mean?
Like, if you're doing breaststrokes, you have to be like at a fast pace. If we together take swimming lessons, how to crawl, you can probably do it in 30 minutes.
We don't even have time to go to dinner. How are we going to have time for swimming lessons?
This is something that you have to make time for.
Okay, so I have to take swimming lessons. I have to learn how to swim.
We can do it together.
I feel like this, I'm on the worst end of this deal.
Oh,
for
hell no.
Sure. Okay, but like swimming, I can imagine, like I would wait until everyone is in front of me.
Yeah.
I get super scared of the idea of like 1,000 people in the water at the same time elbowing each other and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would just wait until everyone is there and I wouldn't race anyone. It was just try to survive. And then I would do maybe an hour of swimming.
Yeah.
It sounds like that would be a lot. Like if I would go now for an hour swim, I think I would have pain for like a week.
No. It'll be okay.
Okay. And then what? Then you put on clothes?
Then you put on your shoes, your bike shoes. And then on the bike shoes, you just start biking and you have your water on there. Every like 20 kilometers or so, there's an aid station with water or Gatorade or whatever you need, like Cliff Bars. They have all that stuff ready for you.
I don't drink Gatorade or eat Cliff Bars. You'll have to be there holding a coconut water and a Lara bar. For
I think they have coconut water too, depending where it is.
Okay, so you just bike. And how long is that?
I think you could do that in 3 hours and 30 minutes or 3 hours and 45 minutes. You have to think of it as a day. Like, in a day, you're busy, like, for 12 hours. You're up and down. You're doing all these things. It's the same. You're just moving the same muscles over and over again. You just have to learn how to use your muscles without being tired or using too much effort.
Yeah, I'm very skeptical about the biking. Very, very skeptical.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl.
There is no way around it. I am constantly on the go. From running my businesses to chasing after Lea Luna, a jam-packed schedule works up an appetite. But it doesn't leave a lot of time for cooking. So when I need healthy fuel and fast, I know exactly where to turn. Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest is a subscription service that makes healthy eating easy and requires basically no effort. They send one-step prep, perfectly portioned, plant-based cups of frozen organic fruits and vegetables directly to your door. You don't even have to think about making the healthy choice. It's delivered right to you. You can choose from smoothies, overnight oats, and much more. An amazing meal or snack made from delicious whole ingredients is ready for you in as little as 30 seconds. All you have to do is add water or your favorite plant-based milk to the cup and blend, heat, or soak. Now offering new savory harvest bowls, you can get an amazing healthy dinner that's faster than takeout, like the beet and sesame poke bowl. I just can't get enough of that right now. Daily Harvest is the perfect thing to keep at the office or have on hand for those days when you just don't have time to cook. Daily Harvest understands that we need ingredients we can trust, and these deliciously accessible organic foods from Daily Harvest are becoming my first choice at any time of the day. Try them out for yourself. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code YOGAGIRL to get 3 cups for free in your first box. That's promo code YOGAGIRL for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. daily-harvest.com.
Okay, wait, I have to make a note. I have never sat on a road bike or a triathlon bike on a road in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you change shoes and then you do a half marathon.
Yeah.
This is a joke.
The half marathon is, that's the hardest part. I can't give you any tips because
I suffer
there.
But can I walk it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can walk the whole marathon.
You can walk the whole half marathon as long as
Will I still make that time then?
As long as you make the cutoff time, depending how fast you walk or run. I do 2-minute run, 1-minute walk on all of the big races.
Yeah, but you have crazy long legs. You run like a kilometer in 4 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm the slowest runner in our team.
Yes, and I'm the slowest runner of all the slowest runners that hate running. Okay.
I think it's...
So for you, like, what's the gain?
For you to experience what I have experienced, what I'm in love with.
You just want to share.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it. But yeah. I don't want to become one of those super dorky triathlon couples. Okay. I really don't want to do that.
You don't have to. You just have to just do this just once.
It is
and you'll have bragging rights for life if you finish.
And is your hope that I'm going to get really into it and we're going to like train together and that's
no,
gonna
not
be
at all
thing?
Because then you're going to nag at me when we're training and that's when I'm away from you.
This could totally backfire for
it
you.
It could completely backfire.
What if I fall in love in the idea of Iron Man and I'm like, ooh, now every time you train, we train together.
Maybe then I'll go into Path of Love only and you'll go into Iron Manning. No, but I honestly think that you would like it to a certain extent. I don't know if it's something you would always do, but it's you'll understand me better. Let's put it like that. And I will understand you better after a path of love.
You will understand you better after a path of love.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Should we shake on it?
Yeah. Should we? Okay.
Shaking. This is a handshake. We're shaking hands right now.
Shaky, shaky.
Wait, I feel like I need to take a photo of this moment. In case you try to bail on me. Okay.
Everyone knows that you're going to go first.
Lean. 3, 2. Oh, man.
We're just holding hands.
We're basically. Just holding hands. Okay, so how much time and how many hours a week do I have to dedicate for this? Let's make a little plan for me now.
Not a lot.
Okay, tell me exactly how much time.
You can, honestly, everyone is going to disagree with me now here that does an Ironman training. You can do every other day for an hour and then in the weekend, one of the weekend days, a Saturday or a Sunday, you do a long training, like a 2 or 3 hour.
For me to train every other day is like absolutely unimaginable. I can't get on my yoga mat every other day.
Exactly. You used to do yoga every day.
Every day.
And the yoga you used to do, the physical yoga you used to do back in the day, it's a lot harder than whatever I'm doing now.
Yeah, but not for me. That's the thing.
It is.
My body is made for yoga.
No.
Your body, you're like a diesel engine. You get started and you just go. I'm not like that. I'm like one of those, I'm like a little jet ski. I like go zoom and then I run out of power.
Maybe.
That's my thing. Yeah.
But I mean,
I was really good at sprint, like running, like in high school.
Yeah.
Like the 60 and the 100 meters, super fast. But I can't run like 500 meters to save my life.
Well, we'll see. We did a lot of 6Ks together, like running. You were doing really good.
Well, will you run with me, with the baby in the stroller next to me for the 21K?
No, because that's torture for the baby. But I can run next to you, yes. I can, like, my plan for this race is to actually do this race with you and be by your side the whole race.
Really?
Yeah.
When is it taking place? Did we decide that? Okay.
There's one in Hawaii.
So you're saying 1 hour every other day, and then once in a weekend I have to do something, whatever.
Not even an hour every other day. If we go swimming, it could be 20 minutes swimming. It could be 30 minutes swimming.
Anyone listening, how much bullshit do you think that this is? I feel like you're like this car salesman now trying to sell me all the all the extra parts to the car and the insurance and the special CD equipment.
I train for these. I don't, like in the weekdays, I don't really train at all. Like,
dude,
now.
You get up at 4 in the morning and you're gone for like 10 hours.
No, I'm gone for 2 hours. Maybe I'm running 1 hour and then the other hour I'm playing beach tennis and that's just for fun.
On Sundays, you go and
Sundays
you don't come back the whole day. You're
Sundays
gone the whole day.
That I do give you. Yeah. But that's the only day that's long.
Okay. Okay, I feel this like trepidation inside of me now that I've done something I'm going to completely regret. I don't know.
No.
But are you aiming for this to be sometime next year?
Yeah.
And like what, middle of the year?
Well,
how many months do I need to like, okay, so I'll have like a start date. Like, okay, on Monday, I'm going to start training for this half Ironman. How much, like how many months of doing that training do I need?
You can get like a 16 to 20 week plan. And then you'll be like really well prepared. If you stick to that plan, you'll be really well prepared. You don't need that.
Okay, I'm going to take this opportunity and see if there's anyone out there who has never done anything like this who wants to also do it so we can have like an online support group. I feel like we need to start a hashtag for this challenge. Ooh, it's like the challenge.
Yoga girl man.
Path of Love Iron Man Challenge 2019.
Yoga Iron Girl.
Yoga Iron Love Path. The path to loving Iron Man. Oh my God, we're going to nail a really good hashtag for this. Okay, I'm in. Okay, so 20 weeks. So if I start doing this sometime next year, I'll be okay.
Well, the race should be next year.
Yeah, but can I also start training for the race for next year? Like, I want this to be a problem for future Rachel.
You can.
I want to go back and lie in my bed and eat the vegan stroop waffles you brought me from Holland.
But you can, like, in the calendar, what is the months that you have off?
We
like
have sometime in May off.
Full May and then end of June.
And no, then what else? June is full. We have sometime in May and then we have, I think, parts of September.
September.
Those are our off weeks.
There's one in Miami that's coming up.
I don't want to do this in the hot weather climate. I want to go like to Iceland or something.
But then you have to go in the water, cold water. That's
no,
okay.
I don't want
to
do that. Okay. Can you find me the most optimal location where the water is like an okay temperature, but the air is kind of cool, little okay. bit of breeze, but kind of sun is out, like a springtime, like in a springtime April day in the Stockholm would be perfect.
Yeah, but your mom.
Iron
also
Man, if you're listening,
to,
can you?
They have one in June, I think, in Jönköping.
Jönköping, but June is like it could be super hot in Sweden. Like this year, the summer was crazy. It was like Aruba.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll die from a heat stroke.
Or look at the calendar.
Okay.
Or if someone can recommend a good one, you know.
So let's. Let's move on from this because I'm starting to feel a little panicked.
Should we go for the questions?
No. No. So tell us.
Question number one. When is this baby number two coming?
We covered that already.
Oh, sorry.
So you have an Ironman in about a week. What does your week, the week leading up to a big race like this, what does it look like for you?
You have to, they call it tapering.
What's that?
Where you exercise a lot less. Because otherwise you're going to be overtired. So you still want to move your body, but you want to, like, instead of running 20 kilometers or running 15 kilometers, you probably only want to run like 8 or 7 kilometers at a kind of a slow pace or
just 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I've never run 8 kilometers in my entire life.
They just want you to go easy.
And okay,
you
want to
eat a lot of carbs, I guess. Carbo load for the last few days. Drink a lot of water.
I like the idea of that. Does the carbo loading, is it like eating a big thing of pasta with a glass of wine?
Yeah, you can do that.
Cool, I'm in. Let's carbo load. Can we start carbo loading right now?
Sure. I usually don't drink alcohol for the last month of a full distance race.
You've been alcohol free for a long time now.
Since your birthday.
Okay, that's not so long. Well, I did 2 weeks off of alcohol
and Path of
Love. And then we had my birthday, which was crazy. And then you're alcohol free now. And I'm sick now, so none of us is enjoying any wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then you leave. Moon Moon is here to help take care of the baby. Today's Thursday. We're recording this last minute. Yeah. And our yoga teacher training starts on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I'm sick. Mm-hmm. And somehow, like normal, like I've never, we just finished a retreat. I got sick in the middle of the retreat. Can you remember a time where I was sick in a retreat? I don't think ever that happened. Nope. And still, I didn't freak out. Like I wasn't, like I have this kind of fear that when I'm under a lot of pressure or I have a lot of things hanging on me, that my body isn't going to work. Like I'm going to throw up my back out or get sick or whatever, but it never happens. And then now it happened. We know that Lea Luna is patient zero. She got sick in Sweden a couple of weeks ago, and then you got kind of sick, and then three of our friends in Sweden got sick. And then I felt like there was a week where no one was sick, and I was like celebrating that I didn't get it.
Bam.
And bam, now it came. And now I feel like the baby is sniffling again, so I'm wondering if she's picked up something at daycare or if it's the same flu going another circle.
Yeah.
I really hope that's not the case, because that would absolutely forking suck.
Yep.
Yep. But I feel really relaxed about it this time around. I don't know. Like, we just had the big program meeting about YTT. Like, we have a staff of, like, what is it, 28 people or something that work crazy hours for a whole month straight for teacher training. Normally, I'm kind of nervous and I feel like I have to check in with everybody. Are you on top of your stuff and what's your role and blah, blah, blah. You're prepared for this. And now it's just, like, sitting back and letting them run the meeting, listening, feeling really, really, really chill about it. Even though you're leaving and everything. So I don't know, maybe that's path of love working on me, maybe. But I'm excited. I hope, obviously, that this cold goes away. A lot of people were asking for my natural remedies. We're going to try to make a YouTube video about that. Do you like our YouTube videos that we make?
Yeah, they're a little stressful, though.
What's stressful about them?
It's not like a podcast where we just put up two mics and we talk to each other for an hour.
I like doing the podcast with you.
Yeah, it's nice. But with the video, it's like, okay, we're going to film. Oh, we missed this shot. We're going to film this shot. Oh, now it has to be edited. And then we have a guy editing it for us. And then, I don't know, it's just a lot of back and forth, you know? It's
the house tour that we just did, you had like one line in that whole video. You were so grumpy that whole day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and this is our kitchen, and this is our living room, la, la, la. And the one thing was like, and then we were about to end. I was like, okay, let's do the ending. And he was like, what? You missed the bike room, the man cave. And I'm like, okay, well, you have to present the man cave if you want it in the thing. And then you're like, took the camera and you stood there. You're like, so Rachel, do you want to explain what the man cave is? I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, so you're not, it's kind of how I imagine your podcast would be if you had one on your own.
Probably.
I really like the YouTube videos.
Yeah?
Like, I like, it's When we're not under stress, like it's like, oh my God, we have no video for this week. Yeah. Then it's just, it's something fun that we do and we get to show kind of the behind the scenes regular life. Like I feel like I don't have to, we don't have to try. We don't have to like put on a show or be somebody. We just, kind of show a little piece of who we are, which is always, always nice. So if you're listening, if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel right now. You can just search Yoga Girl on YouTube and we should pop up right there.
And if you just tuned in, Rachel decided to do a half-distance Ironman.
That is! You can't just tune in to a podcast. It's not like a radio show.
Oh, sorry.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl.
You know what's not smart? Letting your husband convince you to go on a 10-kilometer bike ride at 6 a.m. Or allowing Lea Luna to choose what to watch on TV. And you know what else is definitely not smart? Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes and make you wait for the right candidate to apply. You know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/yoga to hire that perfect person. ZipRecruiter does not depend on candidates finding you, it finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education,
education and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. No more sorting through the wrong resumes, no more waiting for the right candidate to apply, no more wasting your time. It's just not the smart thing to do. No wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the US. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. ZipRecruiter is just the smartest way to hire. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/yoga. That's ZipRecruiter.com/yoga. ZipRecruiter.com/yoga.
If you just tuned in to this podcast, aka you've downloaded the podcast and you've been listening to it for an hour, Dennis is going to do a Path of Love next year.
Correct. Right after Rachel does her half.
But you're going to have to book it. Like, we're going to have to book these things at the same time.
You know grandma's going to do it, right?
Dude, fuck you, okay?
You know Murmur is going to do it.
Murmur, like, she's run my whole, for as long as I've known her, my whole life, she's always run. Like, she likes to run.
And nags too.
And also likes to nag. Yes, yeah. Yes. So apparently those things are not connected.
No. No. And Leia Luna also likes to nag.
Leia Luna, I love it when she nags you.
And the goats. The goats like to nag too.
Did you feed the goats today?
No.
Okay, let's go feed the goats.
So no questions.
This week we were able to create a whole podcast speaking about this very important topic.
So not even a Russian roulette of question?
Okay. Wait. Okay. But I don't trust you to choose questions because you're going to choose embarrassing ones. Okay, we'll do like a Russian roulette of you pulling up your Instagram. You pick three random questions for us to answer right now. Only three.
Okay, this one. Okay, how do you cultivate this calmness and relaxed laid-back attitude and way of life? Do you have concerns or ever experience anxiety? If so, how do you manage them? Thank you. This is a good question.
I assume this is for you, not for me, obviously.
Yeah, it's on my...
Cool.
So yes, I do have suffered from anxiety. I can't say that.
You can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like I get anxiety when I don't eat. And I've been trying... Not trying. I've been on this vegan diet now for almost 2 months. And it's contrary to what a lot of people say, that it's really easy. For me, it's very hard. And my anxieties always come from food when I can't control my own food or I can't find food. Then I get really anxiety. Or...
Did you ever think about where that might come from?
No, but we're not pet of loving now. One second. And also what happened...
Don't you think...
When I was going to your path of love in Mutala, I had to take the train from Stockholm after traveling with baby alone. And me and Leah didn't have a seat together. I didn't eat. And so she had to be on my lap, but she was sleeping. And I couldn't leave the store alone by the luggage because I was afraid that the luggage was going to fall on top of her. And then I went to the restaurant because I did buy food for myself to eat in the train. But I couldn't eat my own food that I brought on the restaurant.
Yeah,
and then,
weird.
And then they didn't have anything vegan for me to eat. So I was like in this limbo.
While you had food you weren't allowed to eat, but you couldn't eat what they were serving. Yeah.
And I couldn't leave the baby alone.
Couldn't you buy something and then
I asked him. I'm like, hey, I'll buy like three things off your menu. Just let me eat this because you can't feed what I want to eat. And then they were like, no, absolutely.
What a douche.
Yeah. And then that train that was supposed to be a two-hour train that turned into a 3.5-hour train. So in those situations, I get crazy anxiety.
Yeah, but I think these situations is like anyone would get anxiety and like the crazy stress of traveling with a toddler and stuff like that. Yeah. I do think that the food thing is an interesting thing that really pertains to you and maybe your history and your childhood and how you grew up and stuff.
Maybe. But I was always very...
You don't want to explore that for a moment?
How do I explore that?
Like... That feeling that you get when you can't control, like knowing when your next meal is or knowing that food is available at any moment. Like, why is that important to you?
Because I'm in a situation of the unknown. It mostly happens when I'm trying to follow a diet that is connected to you. So the only times that this has happened was when we tried to be gluten-free. One time a month ago for a reason. A couple of years ago for a reason I can't possibly like understand why you wanted to do that.
You were on that train fast though. I can't remember. I think someone was talking to us, like one of our yoga teachers were like about how gluten is so bad. This was like at the beginning of the gluten craze. It was like gluten was like white sugar is terrible. And then we were like, oh.
Yeah, I can't remember why. But anyway, we missed our plane from London. or our plane got canceled and we had to take the train from London to Amsterdam and there was no gluten-free option. And then I got crazy anxiety.
Yeah. But part of that is also like it's a little bit of you need freedom in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make your own decisions and not have to live in this box. It's also a little bit about control and your autonomy and being independent and all that. Like you've had that your whole life since you were super little.
I can always choose whatever I need.
Like you do what you want.
It was never difficult with anything.
Yeah.
And as soon as I try something and it's unknown, then I get crazy anxious, I guess.
Yeah. But sometimes something like that, like I need to be able to, I rely on myself. I'm independent. I don't have to rely on anybody else or conform to anybody else's, you know, schedule or thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe because there wasn't that sort of thing to rely on when you were little. Maybe.
You want to do a Russian roulette on your end? Two more?
But my, okay. Wait, okay. We'll do one more on my end. And then, but the Russian roulette ones are crazy. I got
No, you can't choose one that you've seen already. This one was a good one, but I literally just chose it.
Yeah.
Here's another one. This is a pretty good one. I think my Russian roulette is better than yours. Maybe we shouldn't use Russian roulette as a term, huh?
No, that's
people
crazy.
People dying and stuff.
No, we got a really good question about all the drama and judgment that's taking place in my Instagram account the last couple of weeks. Someone is asking, how do you feel about that?
Me?
Yeah. How do you deal with that?
Maybe I'm the wrong person to ask.
Like, does it affect you? Does it?
No, I really don't care about it. And I don't think you should care about it either.
I know.
Like, always, everywhere, anything, someone is not going to be happy or approve of something you do. And that's just a fact. Yes, there are things that are really extreme that you have to respect and not be a dick about it. But
I'm not usually a dick about anything.
No, but I'm not you. But I
people in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're so good at like the... Have you ever gotten a negative comment in your social media feed in your entire life? I can remember one.
Maybe, yeah. I think so.
When you shared photos of fishing.
Oh, yeah.
The vegans.
A lot.
Vegans. And you think it's funny. And the vegans got really upset.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, but for you, and you're kind of like that with life. Like if someone doesn't like you, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Look, there's people that like sucks. Me over here. I'll hang out with them. And I'm like, wait, like, you don't like me because of this? But, like, maybe I can change that for you. Or, like, hey, let's talk about it. Let's find me, you know. I'm always like I have a hard time the idea of people not liking me, I guess.
Yeah.
Always has since I was little. Plus, I would rather, like, if it's an actual issue, like, you know, like, dividing people, or if it's a real thing that involves, I don't know, that pulls at my heart.
Yeah.
If we can debate our way toward, like evolving and growing together and learning, like then I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to open that space.
I don't.
You're not into that?
Not at all. That's why I'm probably the worst person to talk about cultural appropriation because I'm probably on the wrong end of everything.
Yeah, that was like one of the big discussions taking place in my social media feed where I feel like you didn't really get it, I guess.
I didn't get it and I didn't understand.
He was like, why are you still in this rabbit hole? Like, stop talking about it. Like, it's all going to die. I'm like, I don't want to stop talking about it because it's an important topic and like there's things that we have to change. Like, there's things that I have been blind to and I want to, you know, improve or get better or kind of advocate for now. And we got to a crazy good place. Like, I'm so grateful we got to have that have that discussion. And we're still having that discussion. I got to have I was on the phone with Nako yesterday for almost an hour talking about like super important life-changing stuff. So like it all takes us to really good places. We need to have these discussions a lot. But you're more like, you're not so into confrontation of any kind.
Yeah, that is number one for sure. I'll give you that. I hate confrontation.
Can I say what I think is your biggest nightmare of all time?
Okay. Talking. A pat of love?
No. Your biggest nightmare of all time is is us at a restaurant and then...
You nagging the
whole
time.
I don't get the food that I like and I have to send it back. Or we are like going somewhere and then something isn't good and you have to be the one to complain about it.
Yeah.
Like the room we got is the wrong room.
Yeah.
You have to go down to
the
reception.
That's the worst.
Yeah. That's the worst. You never, ever, ever do that.
I hate that so much. I was going to put it in nicer terms for you.
Like what?
Like, I see you as an activist, and I'm not an activist. Like, you're actually trying to change stuff for the good. And I'm just trying to take this free ride of a life as long as I can.
Yeah, you're more like the easy go, happy go lucky, down to earth guy. But you're also really actively involved in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You did the whole child abuse conference with me for 3 days. You know, yeah, to do that.
But I.
You do that because you care.
I care, but this is one of those things too that you told me that we were going to go to. I was excited to go to it, but I have.
I didn't give you an option.
I would never have gone there on my own. Let's put it like that. You would have.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That's the difference.
I know. But I think that that's another thing, the complaining and stuff. You're going to path of love your way around that one. Okay, final crazy random question coming up. Dun, 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 dun. I have 100,000 people telling me, it's Thursday, because I was on Instagram sick, like, happy Friday, everyone. And they're like, it's all of this stuff. Well, someone just asked, does it upset Dennis when you get abused on your social media platforms? Does he ever want to protect you? Do you ever read mean comments? I don't think you do.
No, but we just talked about that one.
Yeah. Okay,
maybe let's do this one. I'm not the proper. Okay, there is one here. Any advice on helping my man transitioning to a vegan diet without lecturing him or pushing it on him? He comes from a meat eater family and had a lot of health scares lately. So I really want him to become plant-based.
Okay, thanks. You should make a note of the fact that I never told you you had to go vegan. You went vegan on your own accord.
Really?
100,000%.
Maybe.
James Aspie, of course, was here. Okay, yeah. You watched Dominion.
Let me do this part of the story, and then I'll get to the question about helping this person's man become a vegan eater. So it all started that we had a very famous vegan activist, James Aspie, and his girl Carly come in, and Rachel invited them to stay in our house, which it was kind of nerve-wracking to me because I didn't want to. How do you say? I don't want to be disrespectful in any way. So I.
Well, you also don't like the idea of like having a vegan guy at your house and you're going to sit on the couch eating chicken wings. You were like.
Or like an activist in general. Like, yeah.
You don't like to be confronted with your shit.
Yeah.
Also. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So I think a week before he came, I went full on vegan.
You were like, okay, last moment with my wings, and you got like chicken wings and shit in preparation for Aspie arriving.
I didn't think I got it though.
No, you did it. I really wanted it. You talked about it, but you did it. I was like, stop.
I was bombed. But anyway, so a week before he came, I went full on vegan, and then he stayed with us for about 2 weeks, or he was on the island for 2 weeks, and then I stayed full on vegan, and then he left, and then I stayed, and then we went to Sweden. And then I was like,
you watched Dominion, the documentary. That was
we watched Dominion
after they left. Yeah.
Yeah, after they left, and that was it's very sad to see how animals are being treated.
I mean, that was eye opening.
It was eye opening. I'm maybe not the right person to talk to in this thing, because most of the people that are vegan and animal activists, they use the term more of you can't play God, you don't get to choose who you kill or who you don't kill for your own pleasure. I'm more against the whole farming, like how mean they are to the animals, but I do believe if you eat a cow, you should be able to look a cow in the eye and kill
it. Believe in the idea of like the regular farming, like having your own, tending to your own chickens and stuff like that.
Yeah, and having the guts to be able, if you're gonna like be able to buy a package, like perfectly packaged meat in the supermarket, you should be able to package that meat yourself. You should be able to go through that trauma, because it is a trauma to kill your own
animal. But that's the thing. If you think it's a trauma, it means that in your heart, you're vegan.
Yeah, you don't want to do it.
Yeah, but there's people out there that really don't give a shit. They would like hunt and kill animals all the time. It's not a big deal. You don't even like to kill like a frog or like anything.
Yeah, that's a big difference. If you're a hunter and you use all the meats for your family and all that stuff, I feel that's a fully different story. That
people hunt for pleasure.
Yeah.
They hunt lions. They hunt elephants. They hunt all sorts of crazy shit.
Yeah, I'm against that.
Of course. But I mean, like.
But anyway, with this fishing thing, for instance, I haven't eaten fish ever since yet. And I do think I'm going to eat fish again.
Fish was the part that you connected with least in the documentary. Yeah. I felt like the documentary did a really, really good job covering everything else, but the fish part was so brief.
They didn't portray
it. Yeah, I'm going to find another one where we can like really look into it. Because what? It's just knowledge.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then again, I catch my own fish. I can put the meat. I'll give the meat to the whole family and everyone has the fish for eating. Yeah. But anyway, let's go to this question.
No, but I think it's more about like you have your eyes open to this more compassionate side. Like, hey, if I'm going to eat a 20-pack chicken wings, like those were 20 living beings that suffered before they ended up on my plate.
And then you should can be
avoid.
Able to.
Yeah, but that's not should. You can just avoid that suffering by choosing to eat something else. Plus, number two, I feel like now that we're cooking, like you're at the supermarket, you're looking into all the vegan stuff. You're like, oh, there's vegan meats here and here's this ice cream. And like it's more of a family thing now. Like I think what you want with the Iron Man is like what I love the most about you being vegan right now is that it's more of a family activity.
Yeah.
Choosing what we eat.
For sure. If like there are ways to eat good and get to your meals and you don't have to use anything from an animal whatsoever. I fully agree with that.
Yeah.
But
I can kind of make the note of...
I don't see myself as an animal activist.
No, but I mean, I feel like I kind of set the reality of our lives up where like I try to make it really easy for you where you didn't have to be put in a place where like, oh man, I'm traveling.
Exactly.
There are no choices. What the hell am I going to eat? All I have in front of me. Right. So make it really, really easy for you. No pushing, no saying you have to go vegan or else, but just putting... Yeah. And that's kind of James's approach.
Yeah.
Like, you know, do it with love. Like show the good parts, the good results of being vegan, how it's great for your health, how you feel good.
Yeah.
Maybe show some documentaries and things so that you can kind of learn about the industry because most people don't know.
Yeah.
And they say that, you know, if all... slaughterhouses had glass walls, everyone would be a vegan because no one wants to put another being through that kind of harm and suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, so advice for this man.
The man.
What advice should I give? Like the only thing, like tell him to watch Dominion, but then...
I mean, there's a lot of resources out there. So I think whatever, if he's open to that, I mean, opening up to learn more.
This is a person with a health scare.
Yeah. So then he should watch Forks Over Knives. And What the Health. Okay. Those two are the biggest ones on health specifically. Yeah. And maybe instead of pushing this huge life change of like, hey, you have to go vegan now. You're going to lose. You're losing the meat. You're losing the eggs. You're losing the dairy. You're going to cut all this stuff out. Think about it more as you're adding things to your diet. Like you guys are going to eat.
Life.
You're gaining life. You're going to eat way more fruits and vegetables and whole grains and leafy greens. And, you know, try to cook really exciting recipes. Like I'll do that for Dennis all the time. Just cook something really delicious, really good. We don't have to talk about the fact if it's vegan or not. It's always vegan. If it's delicious, he's going to eat it.
Yeah,
so maybe just think of it as something that's adding to your lifestyle instead of he's losing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And if you live in a normal place, like in Aruba, it's harder. But if you have a Whole Foods or a Trader Joe's or any of those types of places like close by, it's so like you can find literally vegan marshmallows, vegan Ben and Jerry's, vegan like everything can
you
be
can
substituted.
Pork and
you can pork out, keep like the regular stuff. And then, of course, with time, you want to like, you know, become a healthier vegan too. But if you want, you can still eat a lot of fast foods and junk food
and
to make that transition easier.
Yeah, for me, since the few last weeks that I've done it, I think I've lost 15 kilos?
Yeah.
Like
side note.
35 pounds I lost.
Dennis has lost 35 pounds in the past 2 months since becoming vegan. So that's also that side benefit.
Yeah. Only by eating.
Yeah.
Because I kept working out the same. I'm working out less actually the last 2 weeks.
High five. All right. I think we are going to end on that super high note. Thank you, babes, for coming on the show. I love you so much.
Oh, ditto.
Good luck at Ironman. Everyone, make sure you follow Dennis on at Dennis from Salad on Instagram so you can kind of tag along. You're going to share most of the Ironman stuff, right? A little bit.
The day before, the day off, I probably don't have my phone.
No, but like how it goes and everything.
Yeah.
We're going to cheer you from afar.
Oh, yeah. If people are in Florida and they want to cheer me there.
Yeah. If you're in Haines or somewhere close to Orlando, go cheer Dennis on for his Ironman. It's what date?
Then November 4th.
November 4th. Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
A huge thanks to my guest for this week's episode, my husband, Dennis. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to listen and subscribe to other great episodes of From the Heart Conversations with Yoga Girl. You can find all of them on yogagirl.com, on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you normally get your podcasts. And don't forget to leave a review while you are there. Thanks to the folks at Cadence 13 for their production work. And of course, thanks to my sponsors, Ritual, Daily Harvest, and ZipRecruiter. Please support them the way they support this podcast. I'll see you next week.